penyuk penyak tok.
Anu paya.
Cem. Tam new award technique katotim pinyungun limit taksi maikpan uang anak kuga na yang la ngiyata nang makak pa rukta rum.
Malong negla.
Tama ang lakang nega din kanapirot pivot.
Malong negla naglakang ng sumay. Award doctor malin yung wakit uto kanat.
Nakungit ka lang tungo glan. I just want to bring that.
Award doctor back to Adiga. Truman award the career is in the right kind of the Roma are you Truman they will not need a lot of my dog land is a cool made it
that teammates like see what that the end of the carry for them then I can now do the throw they laugh to one of the
happy
village reports.
I think people want to take a break. Dinner time?
Break the 10 minute break. The meeting will now come to order. We'll have the roll call at this time.
Billy Sheldon.
Here.
Leonard Douglas.
Here.
Minnie Morris.
Here.
Thomas Sheldon.
Here.
Rachel Craig.
Here.
Truman Cleveland.
Here.
Linda Thomas.
Here.
Pauline Barr.
Here.
Chris Jackson.
Here.
Mary Stay. May Bernhardt.
Here.
Alice Smith.
Here.
White Army.
Here. Nakhtara, organizational report, village reports, Tikisabut, Tamona, or Lamegisiwut, Hanok Bishop Sidney, the Nakhira Lab Sidney, report to Krolikiwuduwa. Tamimin, or Lauda, Namut, Kevrahtar, as it would.
Tumunga ang
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. What? You were in army when it got him a galan or a chut, elders counsel it. Right, you did my duty, Tamatrumina, organizational reports taduna manilak and NAB to discuss tribal unity kete tamna pinyakpo
Walter Russell, when you have looked, according to the Lamne Kama, more than a year.
Oh,
actually, more cooking. I've been
more of a lot of thought. They put it a couple of things people.
Okay, that could only, have to say, Mr. Dublin, Robert, a couple of new
Not for starting.
Sigorum,
Martha Fine.
Kaktik sa kaktok.
Nakuna. Martha Fine.
Oh.
Tico.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, you'll be next, Martha. Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to send greetings from my parents. I really like to say hello to a lot of their friends and relatives. I'd like to send greetings from my parents, Vladimir and Susan. It's really good to be here. We're having a good time. I'm glad to be here in Piccolino. I think that these Elders conferences should be held in the village. I will forever find myself. Something that we've been talking about, we'll do it until, you know, we get approval from you guys. going to be looking for airlines that will be giving us the cheapest rates for kids to travel. If you have any ideas on how this camp could be run better, more efficient, please let us know. We're always willing to make things better and for change. If there's a strong area, we'll leave it that way, but we want to make sure that we operate our really good camp so that we can work with other camps. I know that Selwick and other areas are working on camps, so we want to be able to work with them to strengthen their camp and also look into our region and statewide so that they can possibly follow the camp civil format. So we want to make it a strong and really successful camp for our youth. Any questions about camp civil?
So mega perceptive shade pissing.
How old the students will, excuse me.
Go ahead.
How old the students will have to be from?
Right now we're starting seven to college.
Seven to college.
Those young ones might
seven
be years too tough to handle.
College. Seven.
From 7 years old.
Yeah, 7 years
okay.
old to college.
Some other villages can pay that tuition of $50. We do in Selwick. The ones who don't, they're waiting for money. I don't know, but I got a lot of grandkids that's been to Selwick this every summer, but they always pay $50 every time.
Yeah, some kids and parents, they're they can donate if they can pay, then we encourage them to, but not everyone can pay.
It's really good though. My kids even, she always want to go back there when I ask them, Grandma, can I go next summer? Yeah. You always hello there. We can't. But one of my grandkids will wash dishes, they say. The ones who never obey always do dishes. And you do dishes? Yeah, what do you do? He never done anything. He never obeyed, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
trying.
Good for them,
yeah.
To make them work.
Yeah, we'll see how this fee thing, what do you guys think about having kids pay a $50 fee? Do you think that would be okay?
I do, because we've been paying.
For going to camp?
Right now, the whole total cost for us to operate Camp Sibu, we had every year would be $158,000. This is to pay for personnel, for transportation, food, materials, everything. It would cost us $158,000 to run a successful Camp Sibu. That's how much the budget is right now. And right now, we don't ask the children to pay anything.
My daughter always pay ahead because it got deadline.
Yeah.
So that's why they always go early, and the ones who never fill out early always be on waiting list.
Yeah. So we want to get this information to the schools as soon as we can. So kids right now are going to start thinking about it, planning.
I sure like it me, because we have no salmon at home.
This is education to people. You have to pay, we have to wrestle for money to get you in, and this is a good plan of education. Not trying to, sometimes we try a little bit too much, trying to get everything for nothing. You just spoil our kids and you don't educate them. They have to be educated from home too, not only from the schools.
I think
it would
be good for kids to try to raise that money to learn how to work at that young age, to raise their money.
And some kids back home, they don't get out of Sunday for no reason. Just that's a good time for them to have vacation too and learn.
How about having kids pay their own transportation? is also another option that I look at. The majority of the funds come from transportation.
Our kids from Sedgwick go to Narvik, and from there they go with boat. Not that much to learn when you're close.
Something for you guys to think about. Mm-hmm. But the main thing, like I said, is for us to plan early. We don't want to try to do things at the last minute.
So they start talking about for them to pay their fare from home to Narvik or to
Kotzebue? It's something that we talked about. We never decide on it yet, but that was another option besides that.
Do you get everything set, like talk with your crew, and you can write letters early to villages so we can find out early?
Yeah, that's why I want to get approval from you plus as a board. What do you think we should do? Should we have $50 fee, or should we have kids pay their own transportation? Before we really act, we want to follow your guidance.
I if I have money, I'll pay because they always bring me fresh salmon. You must, yes. I still have some at home yet that they bring.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't speak, but I'm going to be up to the college age student. I'm going to get $95 one way from Kotzebue to from Upper Cobok.
For
college, because they're adults already. Up to 12 years, they pay 95 bucks, that's the most, with any airline now.
Village Michael raised money to the village of Sakhtu.
I don't know.
I worked there as a camp director assistant one summer, and I understand a few things about this Camp Sivu. I know it costs money to move children around, no matter how you look at it. But there's a way, like Rachel, Hannah, Bertha Jennings, she was there to work with the group. They work from different angles, like transportation-wise, you have to put Narvik children from the boat to the boat to sit camp even nearly. And when they do that, anybody can't haul these kids around. You have to have a certified captain, a boat that they're gonna have inspection to haul these kids around before they start doing it. So that one problem right there is real hard. Another thing, food. In Camp Sivunervik, they have ideas, something like they'll set net. They try to get fish from that net to feed the camp, all of the kids. And the point is, when we do that, we're trying to train them to understand what it's all about, to be in the battle of Cossette, what we're talking about. Before the orientation, when we have a bunch of kids that morning, before we put them or bring them to the room where we'll say, you have to listen to the rules, who's trying to run the camp. That's one of the things we try to explain to the kids. And a lot of times I would be talking to them and speaking a little bit about what Eskimo living is all about. That's our point. And so we have problems with the kids from the camp, some of them. And it's up to me and Clarence, because he was camp director, to him and I work together and talk to the kid. If we really get into problems, still we have to try to straighten that child. A lot of times we work together and try to do our job best we can. Like she says, there's a lot of money to run the camp, and this $50 has been there ever since it started, that Camp Sewell. And we thought it was too much. After I count my money in my pocket, a lot of times I don't have enough to send 7 kids of my own family right there. And maybe my wife will send 4 of them, and that was the best thing she's done. They earn a lot. One boy, one of my grandchildren, he's tall and she's in high school right now. Him and I went hunting. He had a shotgun in the front. I didn't know he was learning how to shoot shotgun in that camp so nearly, and he was able to shoot that duck easy instead of that little plate like that shoots up in the air. And see, those things are the best things that ever happened in the camp. They train him to do things, how to hunt, how to. I had my own boat. I volunteered with my boat with $50 a day so that my pocketbook won't get hurt. Means about taxes, income tax. That was good. Additional employment for my retirement and social security thing. That there's people here in that group. You are the one, and Rachel and Hannah, and they're like Harriet, they work so that they will talk to those people that are trying to run the camp, and also people from the camp, families, you have a right to speak, that's fine. But we also have to do things like trying to work with those people. If we don't, problem. So that while I'm talking here, I was there. Last summer I had a little problem too with my family. I had to stay home and take care of my family. So I would learn lots. I would learn a lot from that camp Sewunere. At least I get real fat when I was there in Sewunere, because we had good cooks. Matter of fact, I was there with my boat to go check on the net with about 5-6 every trip to show them how to check the net. And there are some people how to show them how to cut it. People hang it, dry it, things like that. So Billy is one of those people that's been there ever since it started, and he was supposed to be more like kind of oversee how it's going. So if we speak right now, we're trying to look away somewhere, or take a look and try to find out a better way to run it, cheaper way, cheaper. Groceries, cost money, and another thing, we need little transportation, like little four-wheeler to bring everything up, otherwise we pack it. A lot of work. So, okay, if I hold, I'm talking too long, that's what I know from the past.
How much that certified driver gets in a day for one trip from Narvik to Sivanirvik or from Katsubi?
Laurie Shirk has that Kobuk River Jets. He's certified, Coast Guard certified, and we have to follow through the Coast Guard guidelines. If you're transporting children, you have to have Coast Guard certified driver, and he charges $250 per hour. Around there.
So ours, I thought it was expensive, it's cheaper than yours, because it's, ours is only for, we got certified driver too, that's been trained out in half card. I won't tell him for that much. See, when they're with desk ed, I'll still give him 100.
To get down, when you age to come, those kids, to get down, when you think, that what love you do. Say, Lubuni, 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 start the coming. Afi, Laurie, Kaya, and me, Afi, when he transports them to, can't see when he end.
Tarvi muuna kanssa tapkon tukalla tila no ma piksu tagun vona umeksaksi lakala ottut jalvura on itna uhratte katalla romet atoun luit muuala on ni umeeni sokutsingin niglu kalum niglu naga amira oro naak mata kalum rollaan ikinä puulaak luit tamarra uhilliapti kajoaak iivut uva Maninya gorilla pakamilla orira kuna certified captain nuklunu suli certified nuklunu mega coast guard inspection pass up kahuni dana himit maktulla hina yata kamisiut kanatunu vo charge jaga yak pisiut nak mani murid kutu ko tekto sabakto mani mani khawor nak puta chu khak puta magnete mukhaktu ko Ilokan clean up the kayak na gakin na tare ng loob, pikrak sa kute na camp room, iglatilo di krangani. Uba, kanok loob yung mateo kakloo, akiksak talaga na nangat. At siyo pinangak, sa wakto di langat, itsunga nuwing mun, ane, utak na yagata kami tanong ang camp, so nerwing mun, sa wakwing minyon, utok kanak, $40 milyok akisira. Uva, maning ni ukaktu takut ada apa jalan ni. Terus Ford kita alat tuk samba, iluk terus iklan naya kami, tahu muda ni naya kami yar brownik, iklan orang ini apa?
Kapsi ni kau sih dah kini guna mana?
Hai.
Kapsi ni kau sih dah kini guna?
16 kids.
And $40 as 16 adults, yeah. $40 a kinya hindi.
Ukakto ako $250 an hour. 15 minutes iglakti kami takama. Tawruma. Avangan, avangan ik. Akin dati ito $250.
Iba, siksit na uhili ako ni pi ami. Kisi mo ako kapilu ko lo yutin. $100 na ako kon na. Kon Europe, taka na nalako na siya. Nah, lu aku pun nak buat pun di kafe, so we could take checknya. Ani dah le, aku nak jalan di sini, dah belum. Uang ni aku mak tu, tapi tu aku kan itu.
Mak tu di sekolah waktu tu, kita mengasi tu juga ibu pihak aku nak jalan aku. Dan nak
tu
For your information, the Tech Center is offering a Coast Guard license course the first part of February.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up because it was on KOTZ or nonsense.
If anyone in your villages are interested in being certified or licensed to drive, because there's so much insurance and liability to take kids anywhere nowadays. You have to have insurance, especially if it's in a group. If you have people that are interested, this class is going to be February 3rd. I think that's where it started. And I think it costs about $1,000 to take this class, somewhere around there, to enroll for this class. Are we done with Camp Sybil? Okay.
Let me. Nada tahu raga lagu. Ah, si bundek tahu ni elok berita. Si bundek naga aku ni pikman, hari kaki pelukup bangali. supaya dat kavani isim watigi naktok dat kavrumuna sibundir wikun ukhotigi plugu igarik sangi iji jigani kona kshiruksat iji sot riruksat tavruminga nunamik angalachi ruksat supayamik tatna angalachi ruksat ukhotigi plugu ate iglego tiksanga manna manik miklik muhune pigalak man ijang ijgo kupa ijigat itna akimi kunni maningni kunni ijirilyaychut itnak man kangiksik takalokit utukhanat itnak lugu kanuk igip magaan tap kunuwa upa tu tichyak at migay kijangit tu tichyak kitigip lukit itna pinyakaya ko rakuting paknanakaya ko rakuting pigupta katipalira na gisipaluktut baby sito rakuting suluting kipalu rakuting itna pigupta ikayutik sakalomik ijigat ki ijisak bilak tu tak kapani itna itto kaya kenyak tiluit pijet cie cuko tak na ijisotil kenyak tiluit wista aku na nate kak tu naga tuli upun rak manikit nyapta tapra Monday through Friday tak aku na ni Saturday mun naglan pisiu kalok tu induk tilak tu Friday mun tamna Saturday me atong naikangat next week mun nama pangdirak lugu 4 weeks pagyasigik po ta naklugu inok titoral naklugu tamna week sak extra week pekao hute ta nasing si samanik akun nextani iligiganik tat kamungo rupyutunguko Nagasuli in Uweka Loctus, I think there were about 175 other students that Kabunga Uktut, Camp Bagaru Lepecto, in the Craig Yuting, Manikit Yuta, Tapkosuli, Pekakot, Pipkakaluvi, in the Suli Piputa, Nagasuli Uba Ukakut. Nagon ning tapko ukir olangichot pikhao ting it natuli pipyugit sibunir toni ukakatak toni aglanit na inilaktir lugu pingit yugu kagesti khao ta pisukuta wadiga monabak Sebundir kuti pelita uma si koram manajam tamna sebagai sebuah kena utku geliti pelugu maniksak pip matrung akalumun sakit pelugu tapko asing aku tuk pelugu apa utuk kanat okotu tat tiblernya pelugu sebundir wingmi ejigat Olah tiba perkara kaki ke? Nakuruk ini tak biruk. Itna ukipok ini perdeni aglag bingmi ukhoti kaklubit supaya ni. Datna olah titu ni upen rame ini yugurut tabarat lugotek. Itna tu salahnya semua kenal. Tepat.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah,
well, I come to thought of those kids too that didn't get to go. I would believe because if they didn't, if they're not the first ones to go again, they might not go at all again this summer. But we have to come to think about it.
Yeah. There is a waiting list from some kids wanted to go for a few years and still never get to go. Some kids learn the system right now, they learn the facts. They fill out the application and they fax it to the office. But in sure those kids are coming, that those kids get first chance to go.
And you haven't set the date yet, huh?
You haven't set the dates yet.
I wonder, what month was it and what day was it, July last summer?
Mid-July. This year, tentatively, we're starting the week after 4th of July. The Monday after 4th of July is our first camp session.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, can I speak?
Yeah.
In the past, first come, first serve, beyond the rubric for anybody in the application. Set up first 50, in the last 2 years, last summer, we had a lot of waiting lists from, I think, NOTAC in Kivalina, and we rarely get from Kivalina, and we rarely get from Deering too. So maybe if we sit ahead of time now, if we get equal all those villages, so they'll have a chance ahead of time, that's something that you could think about too, because we always have a lot of parents that public, and they want their kids to go. And mostly from Kotzebue, we always have a lot of kids from Kotzebue that own it every session. And if it's okay with you, we could run up each session, make them equal.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Do they have a coastal camp to do it too in this area, like Kivalin and other villages, or Upper Kobuk?
Rachel's talking about that Riley Rex, but I don't know how old the people are for that.
We got our material, we bought our material. And we need to build the tent frame and the pavilion. We've got all that material that we got from our Ford Foundation money. We just got too busy with different things last summer and it never got done.
How old are the people for the camp?
I think they will be older kids because seal hunting is for older people. Even some young married men want to go learn how to hunt seal because they've never had an opportunity to hunt seal, and their wives, we ukonik took from other places, and they don't know how to cut up seal or make black meat and seal oil, and so we thought we'd build this camp up. Have a big tent cookhouse, but when you own Lakshima, you know you can cook outdoors. And the ones, if they in your way,